welcome to episode 40. Episode 40. Yes, 40 of the Scary Tales from Scary Places podcast with your host, Kevin Green. And with me in the studio today, I have, because Marjorie is still taking a break, having something lifted and squeezed and tweaked, pulled, whatever it is. We have the lovely Stuart. Say hello, Stuart. Very bashful. Stuart will be prodding buttons and twiddling knobs for us. Won't you, Stuart? Thank you. Yes. 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 He says yes. He says yes. That's sign language. Thank you, Stu. Back with you in just a second. And also probably Janice, but who knows? Who knows? Maybe not. We may see Janice. See Janice. E-I-N-E-O. We may see Janice. Lovely. Right. And what are we going to be doing on episode 40? Well, I think, Stu, we're going to need some music. What are we doing? Yes, we're going to be doing the Berwyn Mountains UFO incident. Oh, yes, we are. Something special for episode 40. The Berwyn Mountains UFO incident. Yes. So, there we go, Stu. Get your music out. Let's hear something interesting about UFOs. Thank you. Oh, that's got a bit of a strangeness about it, Stu. I like that. Now, where were we? Yes, the Berwyn Mountains. The Berwyn Mountains UFO incident. Ah, which has often described, yes, often described, I say often, well, I'm going to describe it as the Welsh Roswell incident. You know, Roswell, that famous one with the, in America, you know the one, Roswell, where that alien craft crashed, apparently, and they managed to extricate an alien. Well, they're comparing this in the Berwyn Mountains to that. Yes, yes, and you'll understand why. Aliens, UFOs, yes, places full of them. Right, I'm going to give you a little idea of what the Berwyn Mountains are like and where they are within Wales. Berwyn Mountains are a series of high moors and steep valleys running northeast across central Wales and separating Shropshire from Snowdonia. More likely mid Wales from North Wales. So don't fret, North Walians. I am still roughly in the area, but this is quite special. I'm sure you'll agree. Quite strange. A scary tale from a scary place, indeed. Right, what else is it? Ah, yes. The high tops. Oh, it's just a fantastically spectacular ridge, 2 kilometres long, which runs roughly north to south. Ah, and the highest peak at 830 metres is called Cader Berwyn. Oh, the chair of the white tops. Isn't that lovely? 830 metres. Oh, in old money, that's 2,723 feet. So, quite impressively spiky, I think you think you'll agree. Ha ha! Right. And within these mountains and ridges and valleys and moors, oh, there's always been legends of frightening creatures. Or is it just the locals? Sorry. No, frightening creatures. Indeed, at the... Oh, God, here we go. Got some Welsh. I apologise profusely for getting the Welsh pronunciation of these places wrong. It's Craig Rhywarth Hillfort. Now, I have no idea what that means. Anyway, this was avoided, this Hillfort, probably an Iron Age Hillfort. You know, they often were. This Hillfort was avoided at all costs because of its wicked fairies. Yes. Now, I'm sure we've all known a few wicked fairies in our time. I know a couple. Just down the road. Very wicked they are. Anyway, this place was avoided because of the wicked fairies and, within the same area, across the ridge, across the Berwyn Mountains, giants strode all over the place, being gianty. Oh, yes, striding all over the place. And, oh, even scarier, there was the Cun Anun, I think that's how you say it. Cunanum, which was the spectral hounds of hell. Or the spectral hounds of hell. That's pretty scary. They're scampering around the place, being all, you know, and all that. Oh, scampering the place. Oh, naughty scamps. Naughty scamps. Or are they naughty scamps? Or the spectral hounds of hell. And also, if that wasn't enough, guess what else we have? Dragons! We have dragons, dragons, lots of dragons. Ah, this being a Welsh dragon. Do you remember Ivor the Engine? Ah, yes. Remember that? Yes. Well, this isn't like that at all. No, but they have dragons. It's dragon country. Ah, and the dragons are said to have devastated the village of Maes Mochnant. Devastated it. So what did they do? Ah, the villagers said, right, Buster, we'll have you. So they attached iron spikes onto the standing stone at Maes Mochnant. And they flapped a red cloth in the air, going, cooey, red cloth, come on, you know you want to. And this thing flew down to this red cloth. He goes, ha ha, red cloth, it'll go so lovely with my fingernails. Ah, my lipstick will just match it, a treat. And what did it do? Ah, it crashed into the standing stone, crashed onto the iron spikes, and they killed it. Ah, they killed it. So there, they got their own back there. No more dragons. And what else has also been seen in the Berwyn Mountains? I mean, isn't that enough? God, isn't that enough? What have we got there? We've got naughty, naughty spectral hounds of hell. We've got wicked fairies. We've got old giants all over the place. Dragons. What more do you want? Well, I'll tell you what else we've got. We've got rare anomalous earthlights. Ah, what do you think they are, eh? Rare anomalous... I can't even say the word. Rare anomalous earthlights. Yes, seen in the sky. Yes, seen on the mountains. Yes. Is it them? Are they the UFOs they're talking about? Hey, are they the UFOs? Could be. Never know, do you? Earthlights, yes. Well, I'll tell you what happened, shall I? What gave rise to this Welsh Roswell incident? Well, on the evening of the 23rd of January, 1974, yes, loud explosions were heard by thousands of people. Yes, and this was followed by an earthquake. Yes, that affected Llandrillo and the surrounding areas, including the ridge which had Moelsuch, Cadair Berwyn and Cadair Bronwyn on it. Yes, what do you think? At the time of the earthquake, these strange lights were seen. They were seen in the sky and on the mountainside. Oh, what were the lights, were they? What were they? Well, a local nurse was so worried about this huge crash and the loud explosions and the earthquake. She thought there'd been a plane crash or something in the mountains. So, the caring woman, she got into her car and she drove up into the mountains to see if she could help. What a caring woman. Yes, she'll give her a medal. What'd she do when she gets up there? What did she see? Oh, my goodness. She gets up into this flat area, and she saw a large circular object that pulsed. Wonder what that large pulsing circular object was. Have you ever seen a large pulsing circular object? I know I have. Oh, and it's scary. It's scary when you see a large one pulsing. Oh, goodness me, large pulsing object. And emitted glowing colours. Well, mine doesn't do that. But it emitted glowing colours and more lights. Well, whatever could that be? Do you think it was a UFO? What else could it be? Well, I don't know. Nor does she. Because she just went, oh no, I'm not staying up here. And she rushed back to report what she'd seen. And after, researchers, they recorded high radiation readings. Yes, so what could that have been? High radiation readings at the early Bronze Age cairn circle of 41 stones. Yes, what could the high radiation be from? Yes. Ooh, what could the high radiation be from? I don't know. Oh, and also, these lights have been... What is that noise? And also, these lights... What is the howling noise? God, the wind. It's adding to the atmosphere, yes. Lights have often been seen up at the mountains since the incident. So, are they still there? Are they coming back? Is it a mystery? Is it a wonder? It's a scary tale. It's a scary place. You should go. You should go and see it. And we shall have to get Janice up there to have a prod around the dragons. Oh, yes, maybe she'll meet one. Maybe she'll meet a frightening creature. Probably will, knowing her. But there's no pubs up there. Oh, my God, what will she do? She'll have to tank herself up with gin before she goes up there. So, Stuart, I'm going to need something to introduce Janice. So, get your finger out. Thank you. Yeah, get your finger out. It's disgusting. Get your finger out. Anytime you're ready, Stuart. Thank you. Ah, that's excellent, Stu. You can stay for another week. Or maybe longer. I don't know. We may keep you in. We may get you out in the field. That'd be fun. You could take over Janice's role. That'd be good. You could do that. We'll see. What am I doing now? Where am I? Yes. Right. Let's move on to Janice. Why not? Let's move over to the Janice. Absolutely, she's the Janice. Capital letters underlined. Let's move over to the section with Janice, shall we? And see what you can see. See if there's any UFOs in the sky or on the ground or anything pulsing so you can have a look at. So, are you ready, Janice? I'll give you a run in. It's Janice. Are you there, Janice? Over to you, my darling. Thank you. Oh. Yes, I'm here. I'm here in the Berwyn Mountains. Yes, I am. I'm here. And my word, it's definitely a very, 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 very scary place. It's very dark. It's very spiky. It's very uppy. It's very downy. Oh, I don't know what I'm going to see here. I know for one sure. I'm dry. I'm going to need a bit of gin to get me through the day. Get me through the day. E-I-A-D-O. Get me through the day. Right. Sorry. I'm just a bit nervous. So I'm trying to make the best of it. I hope I don't see any frightening creatures. I've heard legends that there might be frightening creatures up here. Well, let's just have a look, shall we? Is that a wicked fairy? Excuse me, sir. Are you a wicked fairy? No, you're just wicked. Good. On your way. Who else have we got? My, you're a big chap. Are you a wicked fairy? No. You're a giant. Excellent. You're a giant fairy. Are you? I know a couple of those. Thank you. What else have we got? Oh, what's that? What's that howling noise? Is that a spectral hound of hell? Oh, no. Is that a spectral hound of hell? Well, something is snuffling at me. What is that? What is that snuffling at me? Get off. Stop sniffing me. Oh. These spectral hounds of hell, they're awful. And something has just wet my leg. Disgusting. Oh, God. Why do I always get this? If it's not beakly children, it's spectral dogs. Or rather, spectral hounds of hell. Yes. Oh. And I heard legends that there might be something, you know, something a bit more UFO-ish up here. UFO-ish, yes. Something large and pulsing. Well, you never know, do you? Something, we all like something that's large and pulsing. I know I do. Anyway, let's go and have a look up here. What's that thing? Oh, God, that's huge. That's it's pulsing. I'm sorry, sir. I'm sorry, madam. Oh, dear. Well, you should have told me. Oh, give me a sign or wave or something. God. And cover that up. Oh, jeez. Goodness me. No wonder the moonlight's catching it. Oh, goodness. Oh, that's enough. Thank you. Well, I have to report back to the studio that I didn't see any UFOs. I saw a large pulsing thing, but it turned out to be not quite a UFO. I suppose you could say it was a UFO, but it wasn't an alien one, if you know what I mean. Ah, so that has been Ginny's reporting to you from the Berwyn Mountains, the site of the Welsh Roswell incident. And we saw lots of things. Now, back to the studio as quick as you like. Thank you. Ah, thank you, Janice. That's fine. All that remains is for me to say thank you very much for listening to episode 40 of the Scary Tales from the Scary Places podcast. This has been your host, Kevin Green. Over there is the lovely Stu, Wave Stu. Thank you. He's waving. And over there, somewhere in the distance, is the lovely Janice. We shall return in glory for you. Or slippers, or whatever else, probably in a onesie. Well, episode 41. So please join us for that if you can. In the meantime, thank you so much for listening, and we'll see you again very, very soon. Thank you. Goodbye.